2 weeks before the province announced the suspension of its vaccine mandate, the city of Moose Jaw fired an employee who had worked from home and refused to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. The municipality fired Merva Travland, an employee for nearly 5 years, on January 26, 2022, for breaching its vaccine policy, with the termination coming 14 days before Saskatchewan announced on February 8, 2022, that it was discontinuing its directive. The Saskatchewan Labour Relations Board, LRB, said in a decision released in December. Travland was one of roughly 300 employees and was the only one terminated. Others resigned or took early retirement for declining to show vaccination proof, according to Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUP, Local 9. Union's comments: the local stance was that the griever was terminated on the day that the mandates were announced as being lifted within 2 weeks, Trish Longworth, acting Local 9 president, told the Express by email. The griever was not a health threat to anyone as she had been working from home for 16 months prior, she said. Having medical procedures or having to provide private medical information is not part of our terms of employment as per our collective agreement. Case facts: the city hired Travland on April 16, 2018, as a permanent geographical information system, GIS, technician, the LRB report said. When the pandemic struck, Travland began working at home from March 20, 2020, until mid-July 2021, nearly 17 months. The city then changed its remote work arrangement and told staff to return to the office 3 days a week. On October 12, 2021, City Council approved a policy requiring employees to show either proof of a COVID-19 vaccination or a negative test, with the municipality agreeing to pay for the tests. None of the three unions representing city employees, including CUP Local 9, grieved the policy. City Hall informed Travland on October 19, 2021, that she had until November 1 to provide proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. On that latter date, her manager sent her home for non-compliance and put her on unpaid leave. She then received a written warning 2 days later. The city sent Travland a letter on November 18 suspending her for 5 days, followed by a second letter on December 7 with a 2-week suspension. She sent her department director an email asking if she could resume working from home full-time, but he denied her request. The municipality issued a final warning letter on January 13, 2022, telling her to comply and report to work by January 24 before sending her a termination letter on January 26. The union then initiated a grievance on February 8, asserting the city violated the collective agreement and did not have just cause to terminate Travland. The union and city held 3 hearings, with former city manager Jim Puffelt denying the grievance on March 24. Mediation was unsuccessful, so the union appealed to the LRB, which met in May 2023. Asked if she ever considered complying with the policy, Travland said she decided not to divulge her personal medical information, the report said. Meanwhile, the union told her they didn't think the situation would qualify for a medical or religious accommodation. Party arguments: the union argued that Travland's dismissal was abrupt and unreasonable, considering vaccinated people can still transmit COVID, and that the city pursued its progressive discipline process too quickly. The union agrees some discipline is warranted, but termination is going too far. Termination is harsh, the report said. Local 9 also argued the municipality should have given her more time before putting her on leave and starting the discipline process. Moreover, if the organization had left her on leave for another month, the province's decision would have halted the policy. However, the city successfully argued that Travland had plenty of warning about being fired after it suspended her. Furthermore, it attempted discipline over 66 days, which proved unsuccessful in resolving the problem. Board decision: this case was not complicated. The employer implemented a policy. Travland refused to comply with the policy, or disclose her medical information, which was culpable behavior worthy of discipline, the board said. Not only did the city have just and reasonable cause to fire Travland, but its decision was reasonable given the circumstances, the board stated. Allowing the griever to thumb her nose at the vaccination and testing requirements would undermine the significant efforts the city was making at the time to reduce the spread of COVID-19, the document said. The board added that Travland made herself ineligible to work because of her choices and intransigent position, that indefinite leave was not a viable option, and she presented no evidence of rehabilitative potential. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.